Welcome to Masechah Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Test, Chapter 6, Mishnah 9. The Mishnah here concludes the two last Mishnayos and speaking about objects that are permitted or prohibited to be carried on Shabbos. The Mishnah says like this, Habanim, the boys, the sons, Yotzim Bakisharim, they could go out with Kisharim. The Gemara explains that a Kesher is something that would tie, for example, if a young boy would lose his father would go a very long distance, the father would take his right shoelace and tie it on the left hand of the child, and that would help the child in getting over the separation anxiety from their parent. Similarly, princes are allowed to go out on Shabbos with bells that are woven into their clothing. And in truth, everyone can do that, not just princes. But the Chacham spoke in the normal practice, which was that only the princes were the ones that went out wearing garments with bells on them. Pasukyot. A person may go out carrying the egg of a grasshopper that was used to heal ear pain. A person could hang a tooth of a fox around their neck. If a person, the Gemara explains that if a person had a hard time sleeping, they would use the tooth of a dead fox. And if a person had slept too much, they would use the fox of a live fox. Similarly, a person can also go out with the nail that was used to crucify someone. In those days, there was a thought process that could heal different kinds of bloating and other problems. Mishum refuah, as long as one is using them for refuah, one is using them for therapeutic purposes. Divrei Amir. Acham say, not only is it prohibited to wear these things on Shabbos, but af b'chol aser, it's even prohibited in the weekday. Mishum darkei ha'amori, because these are all customs, ways of life of the Amorites, of the non-Jewish idolatrous nations that were around them. The Torah says, b'chukoseim lo teilechu, you're not allowed to follow their statutes. The Gemara just qualifies, and the Gemara says that it depends. That if it's a real medical, therapeutic type of thing, it has proven scientific value, then it doesn't make a difference if the Amori use it or not. But if it's just some kind of chant or some kind of superstition or some kind of old wives' tale that became part of the custom of people, then a Jewish person is not allowed to do that even during the weekday, or they violate the prohibition of following their statutes. Wishing you a beautiful day and a wonderful upcoming week.